This is the Paycheck to Dayheck Reselling Podcast.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Ashley.
Together, we have been making money online collectively for over 10 years.
Our mission is to help you start, learn, and grow a reselling business and to inspire you to turn your paycheck into a Dayheck.
The world is changing, and we want to help you change with it.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Paycheck to Dayheck Reselling Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about something that Liz actually just experienced for herself, and that is taking time off from reselling. So I'm going to let her start since she's the one with most recent experience about it.
There's going to be different reasons why you're going to want to or need to take time off of reselling. You might have a 9-to-5. It's affecting your reselling business. You're not able to put as much time on into reselling. Life happens. Maybe you get sick. Your kid gets sick. Maybe you have a death in the family or a wedding in the family. You might be going on vacation, which is exactly what Casey and I did. And it's really okay to take time off of reselling. Don't be afraid that your sales are just are going to stop and that when you return, you're still not going to have any sales. That is, I think, a big myth in the community. I want to share our experience. So Casey and I, last week, we met his childhood friends at the Grand Canyon. We started there. I enjoyed taking the time off and recharging my batteries. We spent 2 days at the Grand Canyon. We drove to Sedona, Arizona for 2 days. And then we had 2 days in Pine, Arizona at our friend Mark's A-frame cabin, which is super cute. I posted on Instagram. It's okay to take time off. I think don't be afraid to do it. It's really good because it will recharge your batteries. You can spend time doing other things. Reselling can be draining. And so sometimes you need to refocus, you need a reset, and that is okay. So I wanted to kind of share some tips on when you need to take time off of reselling, because some of you might be a beginner reseller and think, well, I need to take time off. What should I do? Like, what are the best practices for when you need a break? So I would think the one thing, if you can, if it's time off that you have planned, try to have a bank of items that are in draft for when you return. So it's helpful when you return that you won't feel like you're behind. It might not be possible if you are taking a break unexpectedly, but if you can, try to have like 10 to 15 draft listings. That way, when you get back, turn off your vacation or change your handling time back, and then you'll have some listings that you can list. Another really important thing to do would be to decide how long you're going to be away from reselling. With Poshmark, you change the vacation hold and no listings will be available for purchase. With Mercari, you turn vacation mode on, which hides your listings while you're away. So Poshmark and Mercari make it very simple to be able to take time off. And when you're doing that on Poshmark, it'll say all your listings are not for sale. And on Mercari, it actually hides all your listings so nobody can see them. So that makes it very simple. And you can put the start date and the end date. With eBay, it is definitely a little trickier. So with eBay, you can set your time where you pause sales for up to 30 days. Buyers can't buy the fixed price items, but they can buy auction items. So that's something to consider. If you're going to take time away and you have an auction, you still might have somebody buy that auction item, even if you are setting your time away. You can also set it where if you can set your time away on eBay and allow sales for 15 days. I don't set time away on eBay. I actually changed the handling time. So we were gone 5 business days last week. We usually have 1 day business day handling time. I changed it to 5 business days. Each day I went in and I changed it to 1 day less till I got back to 1 day handling time. And the reason that's important is because if you're not shipping your items on time on eBay, then that affects your seller rating. Mm-hmm. So that's something that if you're going to be selling on eBay, taking time away, I would definitely encourage you to set your handling time to cover the time that you're going to be away versus just setting the time away on eBay.
So when you are changing your handling time as well, something that we have mentioned in another episode, if you have someone that goes ahead and purchases an item anyways, even though you have, let's say it's a 5-day handling time, it's a really good idea and a great practice to message that buyer. It is so much better to just be upfront with them and let them know, like, hey, thank you so much for purchasing whatever the item is. Really appreciate your business. I just wanted to let you know that I do have a five-day handling time because, you know, whatever, like, you don't really have to give them a reason, I guess, but I do have a 5-day handling time set right now. I will ship it out on this date. And I just wanted to make sure that that's, you know, we're good. You're cool with that, whatever, you know, your wording is. Some people, they just don't pay close attention. Some people are very detailed and pay extra close attention, but some people just don't. And maybe they need the item for a gift and that 5-day handling time, it's going to put it after the time that they need the item. So it's just better to reach out and provide great customer service because, you know, they're going to appreciate that. And maybe they'll even remember that for next time. Like, this was a really great seller. They sell a lot of golf clubs or Hawaiian shirts or whatever. And I really like these things. So next time, you know, because they were so communicative with me, I'm going to look up their store or save their store and, you know, shop with them first next time, because I know I can trust them, to be honest and upfront.
And one of the reasons we also do change the handling time, I mean, technically, if you wanted to, you could end all your listings and then have 0 active listings. Mm-hmm. You could technically do that. We don't do that because we would rather have the listings active and with the longer handling time, because we hope that somebody will end up watching that item. And then when we return or we get closer to that 1 or 2 day handling time, we can send a bunch of offers. So I think that's a huge advantage of changing the handling time versus ending listings. But in the end, don't be afraid to take time off. When you're taking time off and your listings aren't available for sale or whatnot, yes, you're not going to get the sales. I mean, sales will naturally decrease during this time. But when you come back, you feel so refreshed. You're ready to get back at it. Last week, we had 2 sales within the 3 to 5 day handling time, messaged them. They didn't even message us back. They were obviously fine with the extended handling time. But as soon as we got closer to that 1-day handling time, we sent offers to the buyers. We still had close to what we usually have on the weekend from sales. So I don't think that taking that time off and changing that handling time truly affected our sales at all. So I think that's one thing to don't be afraid to take time off, because you're still going to get sales. So when we also, another thing with taking time off, even though we're taking time off from having active listings and our stuff for sale, we love traveling and going to other places to source and thrift. And that was exactly what we did this trip. So even though we were supposed to be taking time off and enjoying it with friends, which we did a lot of hiking, went to really good restaurants, but we also knew that we would be in different areas of Arizona. Sedona had a Goodwill. There's one on the way to Pine and Cottonwood. And then in Payson, we found the Goodwill plus another few small mom and pop thrift stores, which then helped us with finding more inventory. So that's another thing that you can also consider doing while you're taking the time off, is going out and sourcing in different areas.
All right, guys, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Paycheck to Daycheck Reselling Podcast.
Anything we mentioned in this episode will be linked down below in the show notes or description down below.
Be sure to share this episode with anyone you think it will help and follow us on social media at P2D Podcast.
Thanks again for listening. Keep working towards that daycheck.